Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday evening, August 15th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of technology news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
SafePro Group Inc., NASDAQ PAI, AI-enabled drone technology gains traction with U.S. Army integration. SafePro Group Inc., listed on NASDAQ as SPAI, has integrated its AI-enabled drone technology with various U.S. Army drone platforms. The AI platform can detect over 150 types of explosive threats in real time, with 1.78 million drone images processed and 31,600 threats identified in Ukraine operations. SafePro's scalable technology has applications across defense, humanitarian, and commercial sectors. The company's computer vision software, developed over 8 years, rapidly identifies landmines and unexploded ordnance with high precision. SafePro's AI is drone agnostic, allowing deployment on basic drones, supporting military units needing agile ISR capabilities. SafePro is targeting deeper alignment with the U.S. Department of Defense, aiming to integrate its detection capabilities into the U.S. Army's ETAC platform for intelligence sharing. This move positions SafePro to compete for federal contracts tied to U.S. military modernization efforts. Duos Technologies Group reports second quarter 2025 results. Duos Technologies Group, Inc. reported financial results for the second quarter of 2025, with revenue growth of over 16%, totaling $10.7 million for the first 6 months, the highest in the company's history. Operational highlights include significant improvement in gross margin, installation activities at multiple locations, and orders for additional data centers. The company completed a $40 million public offering and raised $12.5 million via an ATM offering, positioning itself to install 15 EDCs in 2025 and 50 in 2026. Total revenues for Q2 2025 increased 280% to $5.74 million, driven by Duos Energy executing the AMA with new APR. Despite delays with railcar inspection portals, the company remains confident in the product's potential. Gross margin increased 808% to $1.52 million, and net loss per common share was 30 cents. Duos Technologies Group expects total revenue for 2025 to range between $28 million and $30 million, reiterating its commitment to continued growth and progress.
Empire Access expands high-speed fiber internet footprint to Greece and NY. Empire Access, a leading Northeast fiber service provider, is expanding its high-speed fiber internet service to Greece, New York. By the end of August 2025, over 1,500 homes and 800 businesses in Greece will have access to Empire Access fiber internet. This expansion is part of the company's commitment to providing reliable and fast internet to communities across New York. Empire Access offers symmetrical speeds up to 2 gigs for residential customers, along with no contracts, free installation, and high-performance Wi-Fi routers. For businesses, Empire Access provides enterprise-grade Wi-Fi, 24/7 local support, and scalable speeds. Early adopters can take advantage of limited-time promotions. To learn more about Empire Access services, visit empireaccess.com/service-availability.
Duos Edge AI and FiberLight Extend Strategic Partnership. Duos Technologies Group, Inc., through its operating subsidiary, Duos Edge AI, Inc., announced the expansion of its strategic partnership with FiberLight, LLC, a leading provider of high-capacity fiber optic networks. This alliance will deliver low-latency, localized compute infrastructure across the U.S., with a focus on underserved and high-growth markets. Duos Edge AI's modular SOC-C2 Type 2 compliant EDCs will be deployed rapidly, leveraging FiberLight's extensive fiber network. The recent success in Corpus Christi showcased the efficiency and cost-effectiveness of this partnership. Duo's Edge AI plans to contract 15 EDCs by 2025, with active deployments in Texas and expansion to the Midwest and southeastern U.S. This collaboration aims to enhance service delivery, drive innovation, and support economic development.
In the race to release software, testing is becoming the bottleneck, and the fix might surprise you. In the software world, release speed can be a double-edged sword. The pressure is brutal for teams building mobile apps, with testing becoming a never-ending game of catch-up. Companies are keeping entire closets full of test phones, but as setups age, test runs slow down. Cloud-based testing platforms, like Sauce Labs, are stepping in to help. A recent study by Forrester Consulting found that organizations using Sauce Labs achieved a 217% ROI and recouped their investment in under 6 months. With 90% faster test execution and millions in time and cost savings, the message is clear. Testing bottlenecks are expensive. It's time for companies to rethink their testing strategies and embrace more efficient solutions.
iNews breaks. GlideLogic Corp., US OTC, GDLG, launches advanced AI-powered research mind globally. GlideLogic Corp., trading on the US OTC under the symbol GDLG, has launched its enhanced Research Mind platform globally. The upgraded release, priced at $24.99 per full analysis report, features OpenAI GPT-5 and Anthropic Claude Opus 4.1 in its pro version for academic partners. This update offers improved natural language comprehension, domain adaptation, and reasoning depth. CEO Fred Yenjoy emphasized the goal of AI as a collaborative tool in hypothesis formation, not just for productivity. GlideLogic aims to align academic progress with infrastructure investment by leveraging compute as equity. For more information, visit GlideLogic's website at www.glidelogic.ai.
Tiny Gems breaks. CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc., NASDAQ CNSP, reports Q2 2025 results, advances TPI-287 toward Phase 2 GBM trial. CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc., listed on NASDAQ as CNSP, reported a Q2 2025 net loss of $2.4 million, slightly better than the previous year, driven by reduced Berubicin trial costs. R&D expenses rose to $1.2 million, while G&A fell to $1.2 million. The company ended the quarter with $12.1 million in cash. CEO John Climaco stated that CNS is progressing towards a Phase 2 study of TPI-287 for glioblastoma multiforme in the first half of 2026, following positive Phase 1 results. TPI-287 has shown potential to treat CNS tumors and has a high safety profile among patients. Why Xiaomi is succeeding in making EVs? Yet Apple failed. Project Titan, a secretive initiative under Apple CEO Tim Cook, aimed to develop a fully autonomous electric vehicle with luxury features and advanced AI. Western EV makers like Bollinger Innovations Inc. could learn from this. Green Car Stocks is a specialized platform focusing on EVs and the green energy sector, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. With a seasoned team of journalists, GCS provides unparalleled recognition and brand awareness for its clients. For more information, visit greencarstocks.com.
Green Car News breaks. Bollinger Innovations Inc., NASDAQ Bing, reports Q3 and 9-month 2025 results, provides business update. Bollinger Innovations Inc. has reported Q3 and 9-month 2025 financial results, along with a business update. CEO David Meschery announced the unification of commercial EV brands under the Bollinger Innovations name, emphasizing the focus on manufacturing, sales, and service of commercial EV products. Additionally, Bollinger B4 manufacturing will shift from Roush Industries in Michigan to the Tunica, Mississippi Commercial Manufacturing Center to reduce costs, streamline operations, and improve delivery efficiency. Bollinger Innovations is a Southern California-based automotive company specializing in commercial EVs, with the 1 and 3 models available for sale in the U.S. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Tiny Gems breaks. Vision Marine Technologies Inc., NASDAQ VMAR, receives court approval for shareholder claims settlement. Vision Marine Technologies Inc., listed on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol VMAR, has received court approval for a shareholder claims settlement. the New York State County Supreme Court Commercial Division officially approved the settlement on August 13, 2025, regarding a legal claim involving certain shareholders that was previously disclosed on May 16, 2025. Vision Marine Technologies is a pioneering marine company that offers premium boating experiences in both electric and internal combustion engine segments. The company designs, manufactures, and sells high-performance electric powertrain systems and boats and operates a multi-brand boat retail and service platform through its Nautical Ventures division. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided URL. Investor News Breaks Beeline Holdings, Inc., NASDAQ BLNE, reports Q2 2025 results, targets profitability in early 2026. Beeline Holdings, Inc., BLNE, reported Q2 2025 results, including a 31% increase in funded loan volume to $52 million and a 27% rise in revenue to $1.7 million. The company paid down $2.7 million of debt, narrowing its GAAP net loss to $4.1 million and improving adjusted EBITDA loss to $2.8 million. Beeline plans to achieve monthly operating profitability in January 2026 and launch its Beeline equity product in early October for fractional residential real estate equity sales, supported by a crypto issuing partner. The company ended the quarter with $6.3 million in cash and $55 million in equity, reducing monthly recurring expenses by $0.3 million. Investor News Breaks Global Tech Corporation, OTCLK, posts 23% revenue growth in Q2 2025 on strong telecom performance. Global Tech Corporation, a technology holding company specializing in artificial intelligence and big data solutions, reported a 23.3% increase in revenue for Q2 2025, reaching $5.63 million. The company's net loss narrowed to $1.12 million, with adjusted EBITDA loss improving to $1.84 million. CEO Dan Green highlighted the strength of Global Tech's LDI, broadband, and technology services segments, emphasizing continued network expansion and growth in AI and big data offerings. Global Tech ended the quarter with $3.38 million in cash and equivalents, including $2.67 million in restricted cash. For more information, visit Global Tech Corporation's website. Investor News Breaks Global Tech Corporation, OTK, posts 23% revenue growth in Q2 2025 on strong telecom performance. Global Tech Corporation, an AI and big data solutions specialist, reported a 23.3% revenue growth in Q2 2025, reaching $5.63 million, driven by a 39% increase in international termination minutes. The company's net loss narrowed to $1.12 million, with adjusted EBITDA loss improving to $1.84 million. CEO Dan Green highlighted the strength of the company's LDI, broadband, and technology services segments, emphasizing continued network expansion and growth in AI and big data offerings. Global Tech ended the quarter with $3.38 million in cash and equivalents, including $2.67 million in restricted cash.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.